Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly visit with Marianne. One problem many of us have is we find too many excuses to avoid getting to bed early enough. For example, Marianne gets very busy at bedtime, don't you?
I do. And there was a study about it, and the researchers actually gave it a name. It's called bedtime procrastination. You are really good about going to sleep the minute you lay your head down. I look at you and I think you're faking it, but you're not. You're actually, like, you put your head down and then you're sleeping.
See, sleep deprivation is good for something.
But I have a real problem because at that time, it's the first time of the day that I have any of the me time that, you know, we all desperately need. And sadly, that me time comes at bedtime. And I know I should sleep, but instead I stay up way too late doing mindless scrolling or puzzles. And it's truly my only uninterrupted time. So, yes, I do suffer from bedtime procrastination.
You know, this is really interesting because we don't have kids in the house anymore, but it is still the first real quiet time, so I completely understand. But we all like to put this off, don't we?
Exactly. People who bedtime procrastinate are often people who, like you said, have young children, they're students, they're people with extra demanding jobs, insomniacs, of course, those with attention deficit disorders. And sometimes we do it just because we are dreading the next day. So a lot of us, and that, by the way, is one of my things, too. It's like, I don't realize it, but I am dreading the next day because of all the things that I have to do. I'm looking at my calendar, you know, whatever. So we delay sleep because we want to regain the control and the time that we lost during the day, but we're actually sabotaging ourselves because we're exhausted the next day and have way less energy.
You got to be in the moment like me, Marianne. Okay.
Deprived in the moment.
Other than leave everything until the morning, what do the experts say you should do?
Okay, a few things. First, move up your me time. You know, I never really thought concretely about this, even though sometimes I say to myself, okay, I know I want to do these puzzles. I know it's my me time. I'm going to do them earlier in the day so that I don't have to do them at bedtime. So that is, you know, one, it's a whole new way of thinking, but shifting your self-care tasks also to earlier in the day would help. So have a family member or a friend watch your kids after work so you can get in a quick exercise session, or meal prep on Sundays so you can get the hours back that you've spent cooking each weeknight. Just try to think of how to trick yourself into doing some of these chores, you know, earlier in the day, and then getting a little bit of that alone time earlier in the day so you don't need to have it right before you go to bed.
You need to be more like me, just be lazy and don't have anything to do.
I doubt that that is true, Bob. I mean, you know, that is absolutely not true.
But it is true that you do a lot. You have a lot on your list. You take care of a lot of things in our household. And so it's understandable that even as I say, in our house, no kids anymore in there. But still, you know, it's a busy time during the day. And then I go to sleep, and then you have the time, and you put off your sleep. Although you do that Wordle game at night. Why do you do that?
That's one of the puzzles that I do, because it makes me go to sleep. I mean, it's just like part of my ritual. But, it feels so good to be alone in the house, even though you're there, but you're sleeping. And I have time just for me. I don't have to answer you. I don't have to do anything. I mean, I don't have to do anything. It's just me. So it's so tempting. But here's the second tip is don't hang out in bed. So when you scroll on your phone or watch TV in bed, you're actually training your brain to think that's what you're supposed to do in bed. So save your bedtime for sleep. Okay, next one is avoid sleeping in on the weekends.
Now, I can't. No, come on. You know what? I'm not going to get up at like 4:30 in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, but I realize that wrecks your whole sleeping pattern for the week.
Yeah, you know, although this is different for everyone, most people feel best going to bed around 11 and waking up at around 7. So if you need to be on an earlier or later schedule, that's okay, as long as you're consistent. And I'm not saying that you should get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, Bob, but when you push back your wake time by several hours, you're confusing your body. It's not going to know when to trigger the production of cortisol, for example, and that's the hormone that helps with waking, or melatonin, the hormone that helps regulate sleep. So keep your awake time within the same two-hour window. So if you're getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, don't get up any later than 6 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, I come pretty close to doing that. And I like to be up when you're still sleeping. I get things done. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's your me time. Exactly. It's
That's my me time.
Exactly, right. Okay, the next one is trust your body. Around bedtime, the first time you get drowsy, you have about 20 minutes to fall asleep. By the way, this happened to me last night. I didn't listen to my body. The experts say if you miss that window for any reason, then you're usually not going to sleep for the next a couple of hours. So you're going to get a second wind, which makes you stay up. So your body tells you it's time to sleep. Trust it. And put off any tasks until the morning and get some good shut-eye.
That's why. See, that explains you're on the couch watching TV. You fall into a nice, lovely, deep sleep. Then you get up, go to bed, and you can't sleep.
Exactly. You're going to need a couple of hours. But not you. You fall asleep right away anyway. And then, you know, this one makes complete sense, but create a relaxing bedtime routine. So it's got to be something that you really look forward to. Like, if you're into yoga, practice yoga, take a warm shower, drink a couple of herbal tea, listen to an audiobook. The key is to do something that you find super calming and enjoyable. And by the way, here's a little tip that I've been doing lately. You've been seeing me do this because it's like I do this while we're watching TV. Do your nighttime care tasks like washing your face and brushing your teeth right after dinner. Then when you feel drowsy, it won't be such an effort to get to bed.
Yeah, you'll have less to do. Most people have trouble going to sleep. I have trouble staying awake. So my tip would be get yourself a morning radio show.
Okay. I'm sure everyone will be able to go ahead and do that very easily. Just get an agent.
What's on the Savvy Planet website?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Miami where plantains are a main staple. Also, I'm Cuban, so plantains, I mean, I grew up, you know, having that since I was a baby. There are so many ways to prepare them, but this preparation is a little bit different. It's like a dessert. And plantains and coconut milk, it's so easy to make, and it's really not a very unhealthy dessert, as desserts are. They're deliciously sweet, and they're perfect for a comfort food. So check out the recipe on Savvy Planet. It's really delicious. I had it for the first time I ever had it this way was on a yoga retreat. I couldn't believe how delicious that was.
Make it at home. Subscribe for free weekly recipes, and I can vouch they are excellent. SavvyPlanet.com. Put a little hyphen there between Savvy and Planet. Marianne, I'll be napping in a little while. Please take care of everything you have to do during my nap.
Okay, it'll be my me time.
Yeah.